Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season and into the Maryland Crab Cake Tour season. Each and every Friday, we're going to be out on the road. This week, it's at Nacho Mama's in Towson. Be catching up with the McCusker family and the legend of Scunny, who I loved. And it's going to be a real honor to sit down. And I've never had a crab cake at Nacho Mama's. Next week, we're going to be at Coco's with Mayor Brandon Scott. Been waiting 6 months to do that. All of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour events brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. John Martin joins me each and every week from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming as the director. I'm going to call you executive director. I'm going to mess up and not use the gaming, but I'm going to try to get this right every week. It's always good to visit with you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Nestor. You may call me your highness if that works better for you.
Well, it depends on whether the Browns beat the Ravens in a couple weeks or not. So I've outed you as, this has been a weird Ravens time, right? You guys do the scratch offs and the 66-yard field goal. I had the occasion this week to travel a little bit outside of our great state, out into the friendly heart of the Midwest, chasing Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and Don Henley, amongst others. And I was wearing my Ravens mask because I'm in airports and I'm Ubers, I'm everywhere. A lot of Chiefs fans out in the Midwest. Upstart, I guess. Every time someone looked at me, I mean, I had 100 people in 3 days say something about Justin Tucker and 66 yards. It really is an amazing brand, the NFL, right? I mean, when you get outside of this, that purple bird on your face means something in Omaha.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? You talk about the Ravens game, and one of the great things about our partnership is that we offer these incredible second chance prizes. And over the years, we have done things where the Ravens, in their graciousness, have allowed us to take some of our second chance winners and their guests on the team plane and go to an away game. And it's an incredible experience. I've had the pleasure of attending one of those as a chaperone, if you will. So last year, obviously with the pandemic, we couldn't do that. We couldn't deliver on that. Yet we had some people who won that prize. So this year we didn't promote it as a prize because we didn't know about the uncertainty this year with travel, but we did pay off the trip last week's game. So imagine this. We get people who are lottery winners of a second chance trip. They get the chance to travel with the team to a game, Detroit. They see
and
that
they think,
game.
Well, I would rather have had the Vegas trip probably when they win. They're like, yeah, but it's a free trip and it's a second chance. We'll go to Detroit. Why not? They have Greek town there. They got good food there. So I'm with you. I understand.
So can you imagine many, many years from now, hopefully 50 years or more from now, when these people go on to the great reward and they're there at the funeral home and the funeral director cannot get the smile off their face because, they have just been living this incredible experience. They've loved this thing and people say, it looks like him, but he's got that smile on his face.
Well, we saw Justin Tucker kick a 66-yarder.
2021.
John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming and talking. The Ravens scratch off part of this is cool. But then I recently started seeing $10 million winners and stuff. Look, my wife is notoriously like a player when it gets over 100 million. She wants to play. She'll spend 10 bucks, 20 bucks, buy some tickets, right? And we all want to win 500 million. But I would think 10 million would rock your boat too, right?
It will do you well. Yeah, absolutely. And we're really jazzed about this because this is a new game. The reason you haven't heard a lot about it is because Double Play is a new add-on component of the Powerball brand. We started this game nationwide. There were about, I believe there are 13, 14 states that are doing this. So not the entire country is on board with Double Play yet. But on August 23rd, we introduced a new feature for an extra buck. You get to get a second chance at winning the Powerball at a lower jackpot amount, $10 million.
That's all.
They pick a second set of numbers 30 minutes after the drawing. So the main drawing goes and it's hundreds of millions of dollars and people get jazzed about that. But if you picked another power or double play ticket, we'll replay numbers. We'll choose another set of numbers. And for the first time in the nation, a winner in Maryland. So we are the inaugural double play winner. Some lucky person who's not come forward yet. Some lucky person at the, I'm going to get this right here, the Rockville Exxon at White Flint in Rockville.
So somebody bought the ticket there. They didn't win the original. 30 minutes later, is there a chance this person doesn't know they've won?
There is that chance. It happens, unfortunately, but we try our darndest to make sure people are aware.
Well, but
of that.
When you buy a ticket now, what you're telling me is don't throw it away ever, right? Like that, well, like
that should be the rule every time when you buy a ticket.
Give me, and I would say this as a horse player, right? Like you're out at the track and you see tickets all over the ground. This is the first thing I realized when I was a kid. I was out at the track. I'm like, people just throw the tickets on the ground. And I guess I was a kid picking up bottle tops when I was a kid trying to, you know, like seeing you get the 5 cents back when you were a kid. Right. And, you know, I don't pick up the trash or whatever, but I would think I've had a million lottery tickets in my day. And once you don't win, you think, what do you do with it? The whole concept of modern lottery is not the lottery I remember. Right. Literally.
Right. Right. But that's a pretty good, this person knows, because they had to play the extra buck to get.
Okay.
The double
so
play.
You had to put in the, okay. So they know they're in.
So the odds are real good that they know they won and that they're probably doing the right thing in getting their affairs in order. I mean, you're right, a $10 million prize is a life-changing event. And we advocate for any winner of any prize amount. Talk to your financial advisors. Talk to a lawyer if you need to. Talk to your family and friends. Make sure you're secure in what you're going to do with that newfound fortune.
It is interesting you'd say that, because my wife, we've been married 18 years. She's had thousands of lottery. I mean, like literally, like when there's a Powerball, she will make the move to get to Costas, wherever they're selling them, and have the tickets. And I know she knows about all of this, right? Because she's the player in our home. And I would think that if we ever won, I don't know what the emotion is great, but if you ever won, the first thing you have to do is probably not go on Facebook right away. Resist that urge, literally.
That would be a good move.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing this a long, you've dedicated your life to this. I mean, you've shaken the hand with lots of people that have won tens of millions of dollars, right? Like literally you've been the gatekeeper in some way to see that and what that is. I would think it is overwhelming, right?
It is. And that's why we have protections in place for players. First off, you have 182 days to claim your winning prize. So there's not a need to run in here the next morning if you haven't thought.
Although I would.
Yeah. Which is why Jen holds the tickets.
I'm not buying green bananas anymore, John.
Right. So you have 182 days. And again, we advocate that you get a plan, you talk to the people who can help you with this, and then come in. Now, Maryland is one of, about 12 or 13 states where you can claim a prize anonymously. In the majority of state jurisdictions, it is a public event. So, you know, they know that Nestor Aparicio won.
Now, why would that? Is that because it's public money?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I mean, each state has their own rationale.
But ideology-wise, it's not in anybody's best interest to have anybody think they're rich. You know, I mean, from that perspective on privacy, we get it. But I also get that you want to let people know that people are really winning, you know, to some degree, that the money's being paid out.
Right. You have to deliver on the promise that everyone has a chance. Matter of fact, you go to mdlottery.com, where we can, we love publishing stories of winners, and it's a personal decision. Some people, take the photo with the oversized check. Some of them hide behind the check. Some of them peek over the top. You know, there are different ways to do that. One of my favorite recent stories is from Touchdown Joe, and people kind of come up with these personas. You know, they don't want to give the real name, but they'll use that as their name. Husband and wife driving around the state. They go to a Wawa in Annapolis, buy a ticket. Scratch off on the Ravens, bam, it's a $100,000 winner. And I love to see the part of the story where they say, you know, I've got plans for this. We're going to put it aside for our kids' education. We're going to do that remodeling project in the home. You know, so long ago, I think the mystique that people get lottery winnings and then they just frivolously spend it and it's you know, they're destitute in a month. That's really not today's lottery. I think the lottery player today is much more responsible. They budget their time, they budget their dollars, they have a plan. And when they do hit one of these life-changing events, they're prepared for it. And that's a good look for them. It's a great look for us, to manage responsibly how they play and how they manage their winning. So, congratulations to Touchdown Joe. Congratulations to our to-be-named winner of the $10 million double play Powerball win this week. But things are, uh, things are going well at the lottery, and we really revel in the chance to see players who enjoy and play responsibly.
John Martin wants to give you money. He's the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You got to let yourself play. We are involved with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour each and every Friday, moving out and around and having crab cakes and having great civic conversations. I'm going to be joined on Friday by some good friends at Nacho Mamas in Towson. Next week, we will be at Coco's in Lauraville with our mayor, Brandon Scott, talking about all sorts of local things and local games and local. I want to talk a little football with you before I let this pass because, I mean, we talk Ravens scratch off and all of that, but it really has been good to have football back. I literally was sitting in an airport, and I blew my back out. It's a long story, but I'm sitting still and I'm just listening to people talk around me. And I heard a couple people when I was in Chicago airport for all of an hour, and they just literally on the other side of me, they were like, "Hey, fantasy quarterback. Yeah, I got this guy. I got that guy." Yeah. And one of them just literally said, it was like I was in sports radio. He said, "Man, isn't it good to have football back? Just gives us something to do on the weekends, you know, after the plague and all that." And I thought, I'm just a guy on the street. I'm not like taking phone calls or any of that. But there really is sort of a normalcy about kids in school, fall, weather changing, all of that. Pumpkin spice, even, for crying out loud.
Yeah, can't get enough of that pumpkin spice, can we? It's but you're right. I mean, there is that seasonality. You know, we're now in the fall of the year, and fall means football, and football in Maryland means Ravens, and it's a very competitive thing when you travel, and you know who's your team, what city you're going into, who are you talking to. I mean, even when I talk to my peers across the country at other lotteries, you know, the talk quickly goes to sports.
Just like this. We talk some lottery, and then at some point, you know, you mix something in, and when football's in season, we talk. You're not doing that in April or May or maybe draft week if you're a football head. But once you get into the season, you don't need to be a football head to be anywhere and see women in airports wearing 49ers gear, you know, Southwest Airline flight attendants trying to haze us because they're Browns fans or whatever. There really is something about the country that rallies around it in a way that maybe I didn't even appreciate it till I went to Nebraska and I saw more NFL stuff than I saw Nebraska stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? That's interesting because, I mean, we're kind of biased, right? We're jaded, you know, Baltimore guy, Cleveland guy, you know, we've had sports for a while. I mean, you know, in Nebraska, you're right. If it's not the University of Nebraska, who do they follow? I'm sure there's, you know, Chiefs alliances and other things, but you know, you're going to find in some of these markets that don't have a professional team just as zealous and crazy about the NFL as people in Baltimore.
Maybe even more so in a sports bar on a Sunday afternoon, a place like St. Louis, where they used to play football, but they got a baseball team there and they were a little crazy about that. John Martin here. If you follow my travels and travails, you'll follow us to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour each and every Friday. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And we get together and let ourselves play and talk about lottery and lottery winners and all of that stuff. So the big ticket gets given away to, how long does it take to get to 100 million for my wife to play again?
Well, you know what? It is a function of how quickly the sales progress, and there are a lot of variables. You know, what's going on at the time. I mean, it's great when Mega Millions and Powerball are both kind of at hundreds of millions of dollars because
like they were a week and a half ago, really.
Yeah, right. Recently, and then one gets hit, and so then all the momentum shifts to the other one, and then that starts to grow faster because now all the monies are going towards one of the games.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That, you know, as long as one of them is there, people will play that game until such point the other one gets there, right?
Yeah, I think years ago, people may have had a brand loyalty. Now, I think, and it's probably partially to blame or to credit, I don't know what the right word is, that people kind of chase a jackpot, whether it's Mega Millions or Powerball. But we try to differentiate the games as best we can. We try to have different value propositions. Double play is a new feature, as I mentioned, that Powerball has added to its franchise. And it certainly has played well for one lucky person in Rockville. We'll hopefully hear their story when they come forward. But yeah, people will tend to do that. So it may take, you know, X number of weeks to get to $100 million, given certain scenarios. It may take half as much or twice as much, given other scenarios that are going on in the marketplace. I think one of the things that we tend to look at is how can we make all of our games appealing? So it's great to chase a jackpot, but we have games in the scratch off and a new category we have called fast play, which is kind of a hybrid game where we have the win of a scratch off, but the appeal of a draw game. So it happens a lot quicker. It happens instantaneously. So it's a lot of fun. So fast play games have progressive jackpots. People tend to like progressive jackpots, meaning that they watch it grow, and until somebody hits that jackpot, it contributes to a higher level each and every day.
John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and we bring him on every week. At some point, you're going to get a crab cake with me, right? Somewhere, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, we definitely have to pick it out. We do a little planning. Have your people talk to my people.
I don't have any people.
I don't either. You know what? I have become such a diva in this role. I've been here 10 years, right? People know me. And for 10 years, if I wanted paperclips, I would fill out in triplicate the requisition and wait 6 weeks until the box of paperclips showed up at my desk. And then I'd say, excuse me, I wanted the larger paperclips. Is it possible? And then I'd wait another six weeks for it to come by. Here, I'm in this office like Goldilocks. In the first 5 minutes, I'm thinking, you know what? Can we move? A minute later, four guys are in my office. And they're moving desks, and they're moving chairs, and they're moving walls.
Well, it looks good. Looks like you've got it where you want it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's. I wasn't pleased with my performance last week, so I had people. I've got ring lights. I've got microphones. I've got backdrops. I've got new underwear. My mother.
Where do I send a sound deadener over there to make it sound like a studio?
You know what? And as we speak, plans are just two doors down to build me a little.
Well, then I'll have to come over and visit, and they'll make me shave and do my hair. I don't want to do that.
Man, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You know, I was really worried when I went to Zoom video that I'd like be vain, and I'm far less vain than I thought I'd be at this point.
Really? See, that's further down the other way. I've gone the other way.
I've gotten far less. I mean, look at me. Next week I'll shave. I promise. I'll get my back together. I got to get squared up. I got the mayor next week. So I'm on official business over at Coco's with you guys next week. All right.
You have to do that. Absolutely do.
We're going to try to fix the city and get some crab cakes and have some fun. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We join him each and every week and talking about letting yourself play and winning and usually a little football and crab cakes. John, we'll check in with you next week as well. I'll get my back in order and my razor out.
Okay. Thanks, Esther. Good to talk to you again.
And fix my lights. He is John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. We're getting together each and every week, and I'm looking for places. So anybody out there has a crab cake that you want to nominate for me to come by and visit, I would love to do that. We're moving around county to county. We were in Hampstead last week with my dear friend Chris Richards at Greenmount Station, and that was it was like coming home to a crab cake after having 50 crab cakes last month all over the state. I've decided that I might like Greenmount Station best after all, especially if it's lightly fried. You can hear all of that and all of our conversations with my one-time intern, Tim Watts, from Greenmount Station up in Hampstead at BaltimorePositive.com. I'm Nestor. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, anywhere the internet travels, including out to Owings Mills, where Luke is standing by with all Ravens coverage, all brought to you by Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.